Welcome, everybody, on today's episode. A tax day surprise Jim's going to tell us about. Do you think the government celebrates tax day like we do Christmas? I just feel like that's a big holiday.
Yeah. And so do the illegals, by the way.
And also, AI in high schools, what could go wrong, right? We'll tell you. We're going to talk about that. We've got a lot on the bogus bullshit Trump trial. We've got a video from one potential juror. Jim's got a bunch of other stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about Mayorkas. Jim, I don't know. There's too much to say. Mm-hmm. It all comes up right now on another great episode of what, Jimmy?
Two guys, one coup.
Two guys, one coup.
Welcome to the Two Guys, One Coup podcast with Dale and Jim, where the truth matters and progressives' feelings don't. We bring you the facts from the perspective of two average, everyday guys who will never apologize for being America first, for adhering to our great Constitution, and for saluting the flag that our brothers and sisters have fought and died for. And now, here's Dale and Jim.
Sorry,
Jim. That was good. That was good.
That's the kind of mood I'm in. Reaction. I like your reaction to it. It's priceless. It's worth
it. It's worth it.
You're like, I'm going to kill you. But
no, I love it, Jim. Jim, I want, before we get into all this other bullshit, I talked to you a little bit yesterday about it, but I decided to give TikTok live a try. I don't know anything about this crap, right?
Yeah,
so I can post a video on TikTok. That's how.
But I have people that could help me with it if I wanted to do something like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No. And I'll tell you, our good friend Christy has really, really, really helped me with what we can do to try to grow on TikTok. Things you have to do. There's little tricks and stuff of the trade that, you know, algorithm crap and you know, just whatever. But anyways, live is one of them. And when we're together, that would be great to do a TikTok live, and we will.
Whenever they're ready for that.
If they're, I don't. It'd be great. I think it'll be fun. And here's why. But I decided to do it. Well, you got to go through this whole part. Like I had to do facial recognition, put in my birthday, make sure that I'm over 18. You know, upload an ID.
That's actually
like,
cool.
It was cool. It was fine. I mean, I'm like, okay, this is cool. You know, I mean, at least they're doing that. Anyway, so then you hit the live button and bam, that's it. You're live and it notifies all of the people following you. Mm-hmm. And I think even people not following, I don't know, Jim, how it works. But within like literally 1 minute, there was 13 people that jumped on. It's not a lot of people, but I'm talking about just 1 minute. 13 people jumped on. I started talking about the trial, how it's election interference. Yep. Clearly, that's what it is, politically driven election interference. I went into a little bit, this is all within a minute, and wanted to talk about abortion laws because that is the big thing that's going out there. And I'm tired of everybody talking about how there's just all these illegal abortions going on across the country, which nothing's being reported on that because it's not happening. And if it was, MSNBC and shit would be all over that. Yep. So, anyways, I do that. All of a sudden, bink, I'm off. Live stopped. I thought, man, I don't know. That's a Wi-Fi issue or something. That's something's going on in my end. Rare I would have a Wi-Fi issue, right? So then I get a notification from TikTok. It says, yes, your TikTok live has been suspended until April 23rd due to community violations. Community violations. Misinformation. Misinformation. You know, so I reached out to Christy. I'm like, hey, look, you know, Christy Hepton would have jumped on. So I appreciate her for doing that. And I said, look, what community? Like, and she's like, well, it's kind of keywords. You have to kind of, so instead of saying election, say, hey, the selection, you know, they pick up on like those. I'm like, well, I see people's lives on TikTok talking about way worse stuff. Like, I mean,
for the woman,
absolutely,
you,
almost bizarre stuff.
The woman that you played, a while back,
Yeah.
Where she was, you want to talk about misinformation.
That whole thing's filled. Everything she said was misinformation, yeah. You know,
still on there,
but that's okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Correct. But, and so I'm like, well, this is bullshit. So I appealed the decision with TikTok and literally within a minute popped back up and said, we've reinstated your live. We apologize for the error. Thank you for contributing to our community. So clearly I did nothing wrong. So my point of this is, if I do it again, it's a minute, it's going to be gone again. Then I got to appeal again. Yep. What I'm saying is, and it's fine. At least they were quick to reinstate it. Mm-hmm. And I'll give them this. There's a lot more freedoms on TikTok than there is on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. people are talking about who's really censoring, you know, it's Zuckerberg, no doubt about mm-hmm. it. That's what he's doing. Facebook, Instagram, his whole metaverse. But I thought that was interesting. I thought it was very interesting that, you know, especially Jim, with all over the place, all the talk about election interference from the Democrats, how we're a threat to democracy. It's all over there and everything's fine. I bring it up. Bang. See ya. If it's ran by China, why wouldn't they want me to talk about that? Mm-hmm. Right. Guys, the whole TikTok ban thing is bullshit. It's a waste of time. Stop falling for it. Facebook's the one they should ban. So anyways, right. If you ask me.
Right.
Moving on. Jim, you got anything to add to that? Or am I just, you know, I just wanted to let
people know that. Interesting when you were telling me that. It was like, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting too. But thank you, TikTok, for reinstating it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. They were quick to reply.
Yep.
They saw but the I think
Christy's right. I think the hashtags you put on there and
the words you're saying. Yep.
So they filter mm-hmm. that out and say, okay, automatic.
Automatic.
From your standpoint.
Correct.
Not from the other side.
Correct. 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 Yep. And so then that's when, you know, but I'm like, oh, minute. Like I could be on here for like an hour. It's weird because I don't like doing it without you. I can make a video and post it on TikTok, be fine without it. But a live, I'd rather you and I be on together, you know.
And if we can figure out how to do it.
Remotely, I don't know if we could do it on the computer. I'm going to try to figure it out, but that would be fun to do. So, Jim, let's talk about a
intro. Go ahead. Quick 5-10 minute live, just, you know, talk about the show or something and stuff.
Oh, we could sit there for an hour because people will ask you questions and then you'll get the trolls in there that will disagree with you.
Fun.
And that's the fun part.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
We've got to figure that out.
We got to figure that out, bro. You know, so. If anybody out there knows how him and I can do it, being remote, I am in Florida, mm-hmm. he is in Indiana, how we can get on the same time while we are not physically together, let me know. Yeah, there's got to be a way.
Especially when we're together in Portland.
Oh, I know. That'd be
live on the streets.
Live on the streets in Portland? Let's do it, bro.
Duck.
Oh,
duck. Geez.
Yeah, duck. Look. Shots fired.
But don't get on the ground because obviously there's feces on there too. So you just kind of got to be shot. Duck walk.
I'd rather that than fall on the ground. Jim, where do we start here? There's so much that has happened.
So much bullshit. I mean, I'm
so much bullshit.
Had it.
Yeah. The Trump trial. So. Of course, we all know by now they won't let him go to his son's graduation. Mm-hmm. That is a big deal. That is a big deal. You know what I mean? Now, is it as big a deal as, you know, like, is Trump that upset about that portion of it? He probably is. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is his kid. Worked his ass off, graduating high school. Every kid wants their parents there. Mm-hmm. And the judge won't let him go over this bogus misdemeanor. Yeah, they're trying to turn into a felony, you know, and they're trying to turn it into a felony because they say that there was intent to interfere with the 2016 election. So that's what the hush money was for. Not, it didn't matter that Bill Clinton paid hush money. It doesn't matter any of that. I mean,
I think that's what the Clinton Foundation was for.
For his hush money. Good point, Jim. You know, so this is what they're trying to turn it into. That Vivek Ramaswamy, who we have not heard of for a little while, but he posted a video where he kind of explains what this is all about. And basically the bullshit of it all. Mm-hmm. Let me play that for you right now, Jim. Have you heard this yet? Or
mm-mm.
You may not have, but let's see what
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's prosecution of Donald Trump and its trial begins today. What a joke. I'm against these prosecutions on principle. I think they're destructive to our country. But let's just examine the facts and the law here. Alvin Bragg effectively is prosecuting Donald Trump for making hush money payments, allegedly, to Stormy Daniels, and then paying Michael Cohen in a means that Alvin Bragg thinks is falsifying business records. Well, first of all, falsifying business records in New York is a misdemeanor, not a felony. And it falls outside of the statute of limitations, meaning it happened so far long ago that Alvin Bragg can't bring the case unless he charges it as a felony. Which requires an underlying crime that he's advancing by falsifying those business records that was also a felony. Here's where the legal stretch really begins. That requires Alvin Bragg to say that Donald Trump's payments should have been made out of a campaign account. That's his theory of the case, instead of being made personally, or else it's a constructive campaign contribution. That's bunk. Think about it. Look, you've had smart people like former FEC Commissioner Bradley Smith, who has correctly pointed out that if Donald Trump did use campaign money, campaign contributions, to pay off hush money, that would arguably be an even stronger legal case to bring against him than the case they're bringing now. Yep. So in that version of the world, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. They're going to get him going, or they're going to get him coming. Mm-hmm. It's almost as though they decided this is the person we're going to prosecute, and then we're going to figure out what we're going to charge him with after the fact.
Yep.
Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened. You have Alvin Bragg, a Manhattan DA, who was elected on the promise of going after Donald Trump. For what crime? We had no idea. Just the idea that they had to go after Donald Trump. This is a politician keeping his campaign promise. That is a bastardization of our legal system. Mm-hmm. That's not how we do things in the United States. And that motivation accounts for why this case is so weak and emblematic of the other prosecutions that have since followed against Donald Trump. I think Trump is going to prevail, but most importantly, I hope we move beyond this phase of our history where you have one political party that thinks it can use the legal system to prosecute its opponents. The same shoe can fit the other foot, and if we keep going down this direction, we're not going to have a country left. In the complete absence of a legal argument, even, to bring this case against Trump, isn't just embarrassing to Alvin Bragg, it's embarrassing to our country.
Yep.
I hope Donald Trump not only prevails in this trial, but that we prevail as a country to move beyond this phase of our national history. That's what it's going to take to reunite and rebuild this nation.
He's right. 100%. He is absolutely
so well. He explained it so well.
Perfectly. It's exactly what's happening.
Even people in San Francisco will be able to follow that.
You think? I don't... I don't know. It would seem a little, it didn't seem elementary enough for them. But that is the absolute, I mean, nobody can explain it better than he just did. That's exactly what is taking place.
We heard about it from both large cases in New York. Okay. The Attorney General, Letitia James, right?
Yep.
She runs, Alan Bragg run. They both run to get Trump.
That's what they said.
So they do it. They had to change, both of them had to change the statute of limitations for these to come to trial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one sees a problem with this.
Yeah.
Everybody
does. Yeah. Even the Dems know that it's bogus. They're just super happy, just like Joy Reid is and just like Rachel Maddow is. And it just basically, you know, brings a tingle in their groin area that he's being tried. And it's absolutely ridiculous what's happening here.
Bill Maher on what show was he on that he was being interviewed? Oh, it was Colbert.
He was on Colbert?
Yeah. And they asked Bill Maher, who not a real fan of, but he says some good things. Okay.
Well, yeah, and he's a Trump hater. Trust me. Yes. But yes.
Mm-hmm. But he said to Colbert and or whoever he was talking to that the left media will never say anything positive about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Will never say anything positive. You had Fox News. They would say some things occasionally positive with Obama. Mm-hmm. When Obama was president, it would occasionally do it because there were times there were some things that he did something that may have been perceived to be, okay, that was pretty good. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but you know, And but they refuse. Everything about President Trump on these channels are negative, yeah, completely
100%.
And it's just insane.
It's absolutely insane. And thank you, Vivek, for still going out there and you know, campaigning for Trump. I'm telling you, folks, that was the plan B and should have been. Yep. You know, now maybe if he gets indicted, like, listen, he's literally 6 to 8 weeks. He cannot go on the campaign trail. He cannot go anywhere. That's exactly, this is exactly what they're trying to do. So what does Trump do? Well, he campaigns in New York. Mm-hmm. He goes after the trial. He goes out. He visited a bodega. It's just a cool little video. I just want to show it here. Let's see what happened. Yeah.
Look at the crowd.
I know.
Good. Everything good?
In Harlem. Four more years.
Harlem. Yep.
Harlem, folks. This is why they're afraid of him. This is why they're afraid of him. Look at the little boy.
Nice to see you. This is a great group. This is a great group right here.
He's in awe.
Who's this guy over here, though? Now tell me.
I'm the owner of the center.
I bet it's a good store. You get a lot in this.
Now it's better when
you
come in.
Huh?
It makes it better when you came in.
Well,
He might be over this guy how he looks, huh? He'd be robbing so many times. He'd be robbing so many times.
You've been robbed a lot.
Yeah. Well,
they were defunded at one point.
Okay,
I'll
just the sound.
I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years, 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out. So running for president, we're putting a big hit on New York.
He is so he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. I love it. He doesn't care, and this is why they're afraid of him. Mm-hmm. This is why that's why rhinos, it's why Republicans, Democrats, rhinos, far left, they're afraid of him because he doesn't care. Well, he cares about America. And that's the important
when
part.
He was president. And people can sit there and say all this stuff about, oh, you know what? But people just weren't happy. Why? It's because your leftist leaning people told you you're not happy. So you're not
correct.
Happy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the economy was great. The world was peaceful. Yeah. You still had people hating people, but none of this shit was going on that's out here right now because they wouldn't dare do it with a strong United States. Do you think with President Trump in office, Israel would or Iran would have even attempted to send a drone?
No.
Because they know damn well, you're not attacking Israel, you're attacking the U.S. and Israel. Yep. And they would have been blown up.
They would not have even attempted it. Yep. And nor did they. See, the beauty part here is, liberals, is that we have history to look back on. Mm-hmm. We have 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency and his policies to look back on, and we can look back on those and say, wow, there were no wars. There were no threats. If there were, it was immediately squashed and they knew it. Every conference he went to with world leaders, he was the one up front. He was the one in charge. They all knew it. They all respected it. See, the world needs the United States to be strong, people. And liberals don't understand that. Yeah. They don't understand that. They need a strong America, and there is no strong America with this weak leadership in office now, and this global policy mindset they have. That is not a strong America. That's a weaker America. That makes us weaker, and they know it, and they know it, and there's no ramifications for it. Biden could sit there and say, we support Israel, or we whatever the hell it is. I mean, look what the fuck just happened on the Golden Gate Bridge, right? You got pro-Palestinian protesters shutting down that bridge, you know? Try that in my town. Shut down the bridge going from the bay to across to the other part. I'm not telling people exactly where. Shut that down and see how many of those pickup trucks are going to run your asses off the bridge, you know? This is the kind of world we live in, but that's okay. It's okay because they're protesting. They're peacefully protesting, you know? Jim, I don't know. It's freaking crazy land anymore.
Freedom Ring Apparel. Around here. Freedom Ring Apparel. That's why they had the shirt, Small Town Strong. My parents.
That's right.
Them. And that's right. Because, you know, folks, you don't do this shit in a small town. You saw what
you don't
happens.
Do that shit. You don't.
Small town. You see what Correct. Happens.
See what happens.
That's why they don't go to small town.
You're done. That's right. That's why they don't do it. That's why they don't do it. But in liberal San Francisco, they yep. can shut down bridge, create havoc, cause traffic jams. People are late to work, right?
And don't go to jail.
You know, some, what's that?
And don't go to jail.
And don't go to jail. They don't. And you know you those people that.
Do you think they had a permit to do that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Do you think the city, even San Francisco,
you tell me,
is not dumb enough to say, okay, we're gonna give you a permit to protest on mm-hmm. the Golden State Bridge to shut it down. We're gonna do, no, even yeah. they would not have done that. All right,
you're probably right.
So nobody went to jail, did they?
Nope, nobody went to jail.
How many people are in jail from January 6th just walking through the Capitol?
Yep, you got that right. We'll get into some of that here in a minute. But this, I want to go, as we're talking about this, they, of course, had the jury selection. None of it's going to be fair. None of it's going to be, we know, we reviewed the questionnaire. There's no way he gets a fair trial in there.
Kicked huh? out, right? You are going to talk about the one jury.
I'm going to talk about the jury that, okay. that Kara, her name's Kara McGee, and they interviewed her after she was released, you know, from duty because mm-hmm. of whatever reasons they found. She was, you know, not going to be a good juror. She was either for or against, doesn't matter. But they did interview her, and I've got that here, so let's...
You were seated there. How far away from Donald Trump, the former president?
Quite close. Oh, gosh. Estimate... you know, maybe 30 feet, 20 feet. It was odd. It was such an interesting experience because I had never seen him in person before, you know, and you see someone blown up so larger than life on the media for so many years. To see them in person is very jarring. And you get the sense that it's like, oh, this is just another guy, and also he sees me talking about him, which is bizarre.
Did you make eye contact with him?
Yes. Yeah.
At what point? What was that?
I believe right before I started to read off the questionnaire and right after I finished before I got up to go when I was dismissed. It made the whole thing feel more real in a way, because I guess when you're on any jury, it's you have elements of that person's future in your hands. Mm-hmm. So whether it was Trump or whether it was some stranger off the street in Manhattan who I had never heard of before, if you commit to sitting on the jury, you can change that person's life forever.
And you felt that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she felt it. Why? Because that's the honest to God's truth. I don't know what you think about that.
There was a juror that was actually removed because... they went out to her social media posts and saw that she said.
Yeah, they didn't interview. I didn't see that.
It wasn't an interview. It was just somebody that was removed because she was on. Obviously, you know, that's who the Democrats wanted on it. And I'm saying Democrats because, Bragg is. No, the Democrats are doing this, guys.
Yes, Democrats are doing this. It's the DOJ. It's Biden's DOJ. It's Obama's DOJ.
It has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that they want this man off the ballot. And,
correct.
And they, the funny thing about it is, and Bill Maher says it, and some of these other people say it, you're making him more popular.
You are.
You're making him a victim.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're making him. And they know it. I mean, we know it. I mean, we feel it. The whole point is to get him some sort of felony charge where he cannot run as president. This is election interference. Yeah. I'm so sick and tired of it being anything called but that. This isn't a trial. This is a witch hunt. It is election interference. And I posted witch hunt on our last, and somebody said, hey, you know, that's an insult to witches. I agreed.
So, good point.
You know, I 100% agree. Yeah. You aren't wrong about that. There's everybody knows Donald Trump. Everybody in the world knows Donald Trump. So to get a fair trial anywhere, but the same could be said if it's in Palm Beach or something, and it's like he's more favorable down there. And but that's how jury trials work. And so it's this is on, by design, on purpose, right there in New York. You know, this is just crap. So she said a couple of things. We all have prior opinions on the defendant, unless you've been living in a cardboard box. Right. She said, she was excused from the jury pool due to scheduling conflicts with her employment in cybersecurity. Quote, I'm not a fan, McGee added, of her personal thoughts on Trump. During COVID-19, I lived with someone who was immunocompromised. And I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal. She said, "The trial. What did he do in COVID-19 that your governor Cuomo?
I think more governors than the president.
President of the United States.
He shut the country down.
Yeah,
but it was the governors that chose to keep open. It was the governor who chose to send the sick to the most risk, the highest risk."
The nursing homes.
To a nursing home.
Yeah, to a nursing home.
That wasn't President Trump.
That wasn't President Trump. Yeah, remember President Trump sent that big medical barge into New York Harbor?
Yeah.
So his handling of it was terrible. Yes, did he listen to what was he supposed to do? I love people that are going to second guess this whole COVID bullshit. When you're being told by supposed experts, right? Mm-hmm. He's not an expert on, you know, viruses. He has a team of people, and they're telling him this is happening. And we're talking immediately stops all travel, stops imports, anything coming from China, stops all of this.
Remember, you know? When he did this,
yeah,
he stopped from China, and they accused him of being xenophobe.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. He was doing it because COVID.
Because of COVID came
but they,
from
they said, no, you're not. This is what he did. He shut the...
Yeah. So anyway,
what did you want the man to do? Anyway.
Yeah. What do you expect the man to do? So, but then quickly realized it's a bunch of bullshit, you know, and he left it up to the states. And so your governor, sweetheart.
Yep.
And thank God she's released from the, but there's 12 more just like her that are going to be on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So she's not alone.
It's not it's not the jury of his peers. There's no question.
No. It's a jury of his enemies is what it is. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. It's bullshit. Have we had enough? Go on.
You remember seeing that movie, A Time to Kill? With Matthew McConaughey. Remember when he looked at the jury and said, "That's a jury of my peers," and they were all white?
Yeah.
And he was a black man.
Yep, exactly.
That's exactly what Trump's got. That's a jury of my peers.
That's a jury of my peers.
As they're all wearing I hate Trump signs.
Yeah, I know. It's so he's going to be fine. Does he come out of it? Probably on appeal. Probably we're all, but in the meantime, it's 6 to 8 weeks of him not being able to leave, not being able to go on the campaign trail, forced to stay there and in the public eye on trial again, which is all the libs love to see. This is what, and they're hoping it reaches over to independence. You know, that's what it does. It gets the independence. They're losing votes, man. Huh?
For a misdemeanor.
Jim, do you want to talk about at all a little bit about the January 6th stuff?
Yeah.
I mean,
because there's some interesting things coming out of the Supreme Court.
Well, while the distraction with all the Trump stuff, which is what they want, there are some other things going on, folks, that you need to know about. So go on, Jim.
Well, I want to start with, you've got a video of Justice Gorsuch.
Gorsuch.
So we'll play that in a second. But Justice Clarence Thomas drills the DOJ lawyer on January 6th obstruction statute that could torpedo Jack Smith's DC case against Trump. And this is what they're afraid of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So wait, you are going to hear even worse about the Supreme Court. Okay.
Yep.
Some of the bigger decisions lately, it's a unanimous decision from the Supreme Court.
Correct.
I mean, it has been so unanimous. This one, I honestly believe this one, with the way everything is put out there, there might be only one, maybe two. We already know.
Yeah, I think
Connie Jackson Brown is. We already know she's going.
Yeah.
She's nothing. I mean, she doesn't even follow the law. Okay, she doesn't even know what a woman is, for God's sakes.
But, yeah, that's right.
So the Supreme Court on Tuesday heard oral arguments in Fisher versus United States,
And at issue is the statute 18 USC 1512 C2. Okay?
Okay.
Here's what it says. Whoever corruptly, one, alters, destroys, mutilates, and conceals a record, document, or other object, or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in an official proceeding. Okay, first of all, everybody on that January 6th committee did this.
Yep.
They were guilty of this stuff.
They were guilty.
Otherwise, number two is otherwise obstruct, influence, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. Mm-hmm. Now, the Supreme Court is expected in a decision on the Fisher United States this summer, which means hundreds of J6 cases could be upended. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of go into this, Justice Clarence Thomas drilled the DOJ Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar as she droned on about how the government is fairly using the 1512 C2 statute to prosecute hundreds of January 6th defendants for merely walking through the Capitol on January 6th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they have them on video. Just walking through the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Justice Thomas pointed out that there have been many violent protests that have interfered with proceedings. Kavanaugh's hearings, for one.
Yep.
Have been many violent protests that have interfered with proceedings. Has the government applied this provision to the other protests in the past? And has this been the government's position throughout the lifespan of the statute? This is what Justice Thomas said to the DOJ lawyer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Justice Thomas asked Prelogar if the government had ever used this provision for other protesters. Mm-hmm. Prelogar broke her back trying to explain to the Supreme Court why leftist protesters weren't prosecuted as January 6th defendants were.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Folks, they weren't.
They weren't.
And we saw a hell of a lot more violence from that side. And we even had... Yep. I can't remember her name, but she goes on there and she literally tells people, the liberals, to go in and yell down conservatives.
Maxine Waters?
Waters says this to all of these people who are just adding to the violence throughout.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. This statute has never been applied to them.
Never been applied.
Then the next one was Gorsuch also had his turn.
Correct.
And that's the video. I'll play the audio.
So it's audio, but you'll see it here and hear it. Also drilled the Solicitor General, basically on the same subject line. Here we go.
If I might. So what does that mean for the breadth of this statute? Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
There are multiple elements of the statute that I think might not be satisfied by those hypotheticals, and it relates to the point I was going to make to the Chief Justice about the breadth of this statute. The kind of built-in limitations are the things that I think would potentially suggest that many of those things wouldn't be something the government could charge or prove as 1512 C2 beyond a reasonable doubt, would include the fact that the actus reus does require obstruction, which we understand to be a meaningful interference. So that means that if you have some minor disruption or delay or some minimal outburst, okay, we don't think it falls within the actus reus.
My outbursts
to begin with
require the court to reconvene after the proceeding has been brought back into line, or the pulling of the fire alarm, the vote has to be rescheduled, or the protest outside of a courthouse makes it inaccessible for a period of time. Are those all federal felonies subject to 20 years in prison?
So with some of them, it would be necessary to show nexus. So with respect to the protest outside the courthouse, we'd have to show that they were aiming at the proceeding.
Yeah, they were trying to stop the proceeding.
Yes, and then we'd also have to be able to prove that they acted corruptly. And this sets a stringent mens rea. It's not even just the mere intent to obstruct. We have to show that also. But we have to show that they had corrupt intent in acting in that way.
We went around that tree yesterday.
I know. I heard the argument yesterday. But I guess what I would say is that to the extent that your hypotheticals are pressing on the idea of a peaceful protest, even one that's quite disruptive, it's not clear to me that the government would be able to show that each of those protesters had corrupt intent.
Peaceful protest that actually obstructs and impedes an official proceeding for an indefinite period would not be covered?
Not necessarily. We would just have to have the evidence of intent. And that's a high bar.
They intend to do it, all right.
Good. They intend to do it, all right. Yeah.
Oh, you know, folks.
Boy, was she spinning in her. She was absolutely flailing there. Wow.
Theoretical. Okay, let's just take this theoretical. Okay.
Yeah.
Hypothetical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hypothetical is not factual.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
The congressman pulling the fire alarm, he was on video. We saw it all. That's not hypothetical, folks.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That happened.
Yep. That happened.
Mm-hmm. And nothing happened to him. He didn't even get censured.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, this...
It's again, and the Supreme Court, thank you. And I don't even think Justice Roberts is falling for it from what I've read.
No, it'll be 6-3, I think.
You think 6-3, I think?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it might be 7-2. It might be 7-2. I agree with that.
Kagan sometimes can.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Sometimes, because she is a law professor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she should know that Gorsuch and Justice Gorsuch and Justice Thomas alone just destroyed him. This case is destroyed just from those little things that we played and I read. That is
You know you've got Barrett and you know you've got Kavanaugh, right? So, and you know you've got Alito, right? So, I mean, you've got five right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's to me, it's a
you've already slam dunk
case. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. They got it.
Even without Roberts.
Yeah.
Right. So
and this means that protesters will be allowed out of... And this whole thing with Jack Smith, done.
It absolutely slams the door on Jack Smith's
This
case.
Is why they're fighting like hell.
That's right. That's right. So. And they're going to decide it this summer. So we're probably still a month or two away from actually even hearing a verdict on it, which is that's good timing. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
As long as it's not December.
Boy, just wait till you see how the left spins this.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Like the song "Wanted Dinner Alive." You.
This is why we
round the baby Supreme
Court. Yep. Oh, I mean, that was an embarrassment. That
she should be. She was humiliated.
She was humiliated. And, absolutely humiliated, as if they did not come prepared. And believe me, I would be completely humiliated. I have.
If I was her, I'd go back to DOJ and said, "You set me up as a sacrificial lamb."
Yep, you set me up. This is an absolute career ender.
Guys,
look,
do I agree with everything that happened at January 6th? No. Mm-hmm. I think the ones that forced themselves in, the ones that actually literally forced their way in, punished.
Which may not have been which may have been Trump, which may have been non-Trump supporters, Trump supporters.
Exactly.
We know that already.
We don't know who they were. We just know, this person we know is, and this person, so we're going to get them. But this guy who we know was an instigator.
Mm-hmm.
But he hates Trump.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened to him. Right.
Correct. Right? So, the QAnon shaman is out of jail, which is he should be. But was he not? He was the most prominent one to not break in. But I mean, he walked in, he sat at the chamber. But yet there are people that were just there, not even people that entered the Capitol that are in prison, Jim.
Yeah.
This is absolutely communism at its finest.
Well, when you look at a lot of the congressmen and women, we're not there that day.
Correct. Oh, yeah, I know. Why is that? Why is that?
Probably one of the top five secure buildings in this country, folks.
Top two.
Those are electric locks. You're not getting in there.
Top two.
You are not getting in there unless somebody lets you in.
Yeah.
All right.
And there's video of... I mean, guys, video of them letting them in, you know.
Yeah.
Jim, I was going to go into Marjorie Taylor Greene grilling Mayorkas and Josh Hawley doing.
Let's do that.
Do you want to? I mean, we are stretching this out.
I know.
You
know? It
I haven't even
but
got
these
to
other stories
you want
I have
to talk about.
with these other stories are real quick so I can make
all it. Right. Well, so, you know, real quick here, Josh Hawley. So while all that's going on, you know,
and this one's big.
Yeah. Senator Hawley is interviewing the Biden Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, about stocks, about buying stocks, about how she lied.
And why can a cabinet member not own stock, Dale?
Well, that's because they have inside information, Jim, you know, on when a stock's going to flourish and
or fail. They have the ability to make decisions in the industry that particular stock
will. And so let's listen here. So this is actually Senator Josh Hawley questioning the energy secretary. Let's take a listen to this. Jim, where am I? There I am.
The fact that more than 130 officials in the Energy Department reported more than 2,700 trades of shares, bonds, and options in companies that ethics officers said was directly related to the agency's work. This is institutionalized corruption. Mm-hmm. And I asked you point blank, do you own any individual stock? And you told me, no. Let's just look at it. It was not a difficult question. Do you own individual stocks, Madam Secretary? You said no. In fact, you repeated it three times to me. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. Turns out that was false. You did own multiple individual stocks, and you neglected to report it to this committee for months afterwards. Why did you mislead this committee?
Oh, my goodness.
That was exactly my response. So why did you mislead this committee?
I believed that I had sold all individual stocks.
Oh, she believed.
And I was incorrect. So I came back.
So you just don't know your portfolio?
Just wait.
Pretty much.
It's a big one, I guess, huh?
No, it's extremely small.
Apparently not. Someone manages it for you?
So I came back as soon as I found out that, in fact, I had not sold all individuals.
Wait. No, that's not true either. Let's just look at the timeline. Let's not. I just remind you, you're under oath.
Yep.
Madam Secretary, you testified you didn't own any individual stocks. You didn't sell the stocks for a whole nother month. And after you sold the stocks, you waited another month before you informed this committee. Why did you mislead us, and what were you hiding? Why did you wait so long? Why did you hide this?
I did not hide it because I brought it forth to the committee when I realized that we had made a mistake.
Really? What explains the delay? Why did you wait for a full month to explain your actions to this committee, your false testimony?
Just, guys, I mean.
Guy, it's such bull crap. But again, Trump. Let's put Trump on trial. Let's get Trump on these charges. He's a threat to democracy. He's doing everything wrong. He's a detriment to our republic. But in the meantime, let's have these little hearings about the scammers, shysters, liars, and thieves that are in the Biden administration.
And the,
you know,
the story
and not
went
get
on
any
to say,
airplay.
The story went on to say that Manchin couldn't even help her.
Couldn't even help her. Oh, I you know, I had that video too, and I didn't play it. I think Manchin talked right before Hawley, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you could
if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, that's must watch. Hawley.
This is a cabinet position, folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And
so
she had
how many?
That she
how many?
From.
You've got Buttigieg. You got Granholm.
Yep.
You've got Mayorkas.
Yep.
All of these individuals have partake in something that you could literally go after them.
Yep.
For impeachment. Buttigieg, correct. Not as much. It's just derelict of duty because of all the accidents and everything that happened, and not even caring what happened.
Hey,
in
he
that
was breastfeeding his kid. Give him a break.
So, but anyway, this is what we're dealing with, folks. And.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we're dealing with. All the while, the impeachment of Mayorkas has moved to the Senate now, where Schumer's trying to stonewall all that.
Yep.
So that doesn't happen. Marjorie Taylor Greene questioned Mayorkas yesterday. It's about 4 minutes. Do you want to hear that, Jim, or should we literally? You know, does it matter?
No, because it's let's hold off.
We'll skip that one. We'll skip that one. Jim, I've got a couple things more, but you go and I'll do mine and near the end.
Well, I just want to say that I'm very proud of my city because we now. You know what I'm going to
I saw the headline. Okay. I didn't read it.
Now, this is not funny. Our mayor had passed away. He had cancer, and he passed away from cancer. So, and he was a good mayor. Democrat. Now, he did a lot for family. Mm-hmm. He did some things that I totally disagree from that standpoint that he kind of messed up. But as far as
is this recent, Jim? He passed away.
Yeah. He. Oh yeah. Yeah,
oh okay. The last I
didn't know couple
that.
Weeks he passed away. Yeah. Oh. So wow. So now they have to figure out who's going to be the next mayor. Well, mm-hmm. one of the top candidates to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Blatner, who is now running for mayor of Fort Wayne, other known as the Lalicious, a drag queen. Now, I'm not saying the person is not qualified for the position, but but there is no other, there's nothing else here that says what his qualifications are other than he's a drag queen.
Did you not have a mayor named Balls or something? Or
yeah, Harry.
What
Balls.
Is going on there,
Harry?
Harry Balls wasn't that
Harry
his name?
Balls? There's like a Harry Balls Drive. There's back then though, it wasn't as big a deal because people like us are like, hey, that's awesome.
I know.
So Harry Balls meet Delalicious. Here you go.
Yeah.
Now, people are going to sit there and accuse us of homophobia and all this other stuff and all that stuff. Not at all, because we have a very good friend. Well, we have a friend that is
a drag queen.
Drag queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I got no problem with drag queens.
But this person, I don't think needs to be running for Fort Wayne. But anyway, and the thing is, as I honestly I believe this individual will be our next mayor. I am not kidding. I mean, because I just feel that people are going to come across. Yeah, Mayor Delalicious. And then, Delalicious. So who wouldn't want it? But anyway.
I agree.
Just had to point that out.
Can you imagine what the new mayor's office is going to look like?
I mean, taking
sparkly.
A petition.
Yeah.
Because we are going to sign, because there is an injustice going on in the prison systems.
Oh, no.
El Chapo.
No.
Is not allowed to talk to his twin daughters.
Oh, no.
That is not his twin daughter, his daughters.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That is terrible.
That's
his
terrible.
Rights have been taken away from him.
Poor El Chapo.
Okay, first off, he's in prison for murder and drug trafficking,
drug
and people trafficking, and all this other stuff that he's done.
Human trafficking.
He's in a high maximum security prison for the rest of his life.
Where at? Do we know? What state?
Maximum security U.S. prison. It doesn't really say. Because he complained to the District Court of New York, which if I was going to complain about something, that's probably the court that I'd complain to.
I'd complain to.
But the fact that this man is being held, he says that this is, and I got to get the quote here. I want to say this right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's funny. This man who ordered people killed. And not just shot, folks. Okay, if you've ever heard anything about the cartel, they just don't shoot you.
Yeah, all right. It's easy.
It is considered unprecedented discrimination against this man that showed no empathy for anyone else.
Well, thank God.
And yeah, so, you know, folks, we need to take up, because I think this mass murder wants to talk to his daughters.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe for El Chapo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
probably
he needs
because
to speak to his daughters. Yeah.
He needs to give orders.
He needs to get a message out. I don't know. I've seen enough movies to know this
folks,
story.
I have people very close to me.
Do you?
Right now? That likes NPR.
Oh.
Because my comment to these individuals were, well, if you listen to something other than CNN and MSNBC, you might get the right story. Oh, I don't listen to those stations anyway. I listen to NPR.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, this just in.
This public, public service broadcasting company, paid for by the public.
You and I.
They're punishing senior editor Yuri Berliner for exposing the outlet's left-wing bias.
Yep.
So
they're punishing him, getting rid of him.
So it, like we talked about before we got on the show, a journalist was being punished for doing his job. he was let go. 25 years he worked for NPR. But all he did was he explained the NPR's left-wing bias. Now, he didn't have to explain it. We all knew it. Okay, but having somebody from the inside say it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So anyway,
that's funny. And they're getting rid of him because he exposed it.
Yeah.
It's like Catherine Herridge CBS.
Which was a mistake for her to go there in the first place.
Correct.
Okay, yep. Because she is a legitimate journalist.
Laura Logan.
All right.
Same thing. I mean, these, I'm telling you, we all know it and we see it. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, Biden there's going to be a revolution in this country, Jim.
Biden calls for female athletes to get paid what they deserve.
Oh, does he?
100% agree.
Agreed.
I want to go on record saying I agree with that.
Yes.
Now, they want the women to make as much as the men do.
Disagree.
Well, hold on.
Sorry. Sexist. I know.
Okay. But now, the women's soccer team had a legitimate argument. I hate soccer. Think? Beyond belief. Yeah. But they were much better than the men's. They won World Cups. They won this. They won that. And they were making less than what the men were. And the men sucked.
But...
but... the average attendance at a WNBA game is 6,000.
That must be staff.
Okay. And that was just this last year. That was the best they've ever had. Okay. Yeah. So
might get improvement now, this year, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. There is no way. I mean, Caitlin Clark, they're complaining because she's making a four-year, $338,000 deal, which will give her $76,000 in 2024.
Yeah, it really is not.
Now, all. I'm going to tell you right now. Yep. The attendance at Indiana Fever games
is going to skyrocket.
I guarantee you, because she has, whether you like the woman, whether you like her or not, she has a way to attract people to it. I watched the finals.
She's good. She's really good. And she gets somebody stopped who can just by pull a biological up from half court. Man. She's good.
She can pull up from half court and hit it consistently, I know. Folks. I mean,
she's good. So, there's a lot of good players that came out of that draft.
Folks, before we get legitimate upset. Women. About the disparity of payments between the men and the women. Slow your roll. Okay. Because the WNBA cannot survive if they're paying their players $200 million. When you're only averaging 6,000. Those tickets will be $20 million a piece.
Correct.
All right, the math is off.
The math's off, but I mean, it's true. You can't get pay my point. Players. You can't. Yeah, that's true.
Look, I think the WNBA is going to be very much watched next year because there are some very good. If you watch, I watched the draft, for God's sakes. Okay.
Oh, my God. I didn't do that, you weirdo.
But there are some talented women that just went into the WNBA because the college
biological
season,
real women, by the way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I can tell you how to get the viewership up. But you and I completely are against this. Get some transgenders on there and really pick up the game of basketball. I mean,
see some elbows flying under
the
hoop.
So, folks, when you, I completely agree that women need to make more than men.
More.
I agree with you.
Well, okay? I have no problem if it can be done financially
and fiscally. But it has to be within reason. Right. It's got to be within reason, folks.
You got to be fiscally responsible. You own a league. Yeah. You know? It's absolutely insane.
Anyway, so then real quick, California sues Beach City over voter ID law backed by majority of the residents. Republicans are dominant in Huntington Beach, nearly 54,000 registered voters versus 41,000. The state of California is suing them because this area themselves had a voter ID.
Is suing them. Unbelievable. Yes, what does that tell you?
Is suing them.
Suing their own city.
So keep this, watch this carefully, folks.
I agree.
Okay, and then
future president of the United States.
Did you hear David Trone said in a campaign?
No, who?
David Trone, he's a Democrat from Maryland running for the Senate. He's an incumbent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
And he's in trouble. Mm-hmm. But when he was referring to, let me get this up here. Okay, so here's what he said. So this Republican jigaboo that it's the tax rate that's stopping business investment is just completely faulty by people who have never run a business, Trone said. They've never been there. They don't have a clue what they're talking about. Now,
what?
Jigaboo is not a nice word.
Did he mean to say it?
Yeah, he meant to say it. But of course, then he had to go back and apologize. So here's what his apology was.
Oh, boy.
I recognize that as a white man, I have privilege.
Oh.
And as an elected official, I have a responsibility for words I use, especially in the heat of the moment, regardless of what I meant to say. I should not have used that language.
You think?
Folks, I am telling you right now.
Yeah.
If you want to see where the racists are at, look in the Democrat Party.
If there's a D next to them,
they get excuses for this.
They are racist.
They get excuses for this. Okay?
There's no excuse for that.
No.
That's not even a word anybody thinks of anymore.
I don't even know the last time that was even said. But
back in the 40s,
he has raised more money. Now he's put more personal money into his than anything else. But the funny thing is,
salary like that.
He's the incumbent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is trailing.
Good. Another
Republican Hogan, who is the governor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
He's Governor Hogan's. Mm-hmm. And Governor Hogan is up double digits.
Nice. Good.
I'm pretty safe that one's going to be taken because we don't need many. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, unless Maryland has this, we're going to have to stop the vote.
Jeez, we stopped voting.
We had an error.
Pipe leaked.
So,
you know.
Anyway, so that's what we have there. And, by the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Mayorkas, we do not oversee the election enrollment process. When he was asked the question about what are you putting in place to prevent illegal migrants from unlawfully registering and voting?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, again, if you listen to our interviews with Greg Stenstrom and Leah Hoops.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what they're looking at now.
Yep.
They know they can't. Greg said they can't go up to an election, go there and say, hey, I want to vote. You can't do that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They need their name.
They need their name on a ballot that gets mailed in.
So,
or stuffed in a box.
The last thing I want to finish with, and this is the story that I had, because I think it's very important, but it will not take very long.
Mm-hmm.
A tax day passes on Monday. The cost of illegal immigration to American taxpayers has hit an unprecedented level on President Joe Biden's watch. Now, before I go into too much detail, keep in mind 40% of the population does not pay taxes. We want to start right there. Okay.
Still.
Mm-hmm. So when I tell you 60% of the population pays this. So the latest estimates published by Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, last March, shows that millions of illegal aliens resided across the United States, costing taxpayers more than $150 billion annually. At the federal, state, and local levels, taxpayers shell out approximately $182 billion to cover the cost incurred from the presence of more than 15.5 million illegal aliens and about 5.4 million citizen children of illegal aliens. That you see the differential?
Yeah.
We're always told that most of them are families trying for a better life.
Yeah, that's why is there such a disparity?
It's a pretty big. That's 10 million people. Okay. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
That amounts to the cost burden of approximately $8,776 per illegal alien.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The burden of illegal immigration on U.S. taxpayers is both staggering and crippling, with the gross cost per taxpayer $1,156 every year. Now, I don't know where they use these numbers, but if you take the numbers that only 40% don't pay taxes, 60% do, I bet you that number goes a lot higher.
Oh, I bet it does.
All right. You're right. So illegal aliens only contribute roughly $32 billion in taxes at the state, local, and federal levels. This means that the net cost of illegal immigration to taxpayers' total approximation is $150 billion. So when you have these individuals like our friend who is the professor at New York University who says something like they work, they put money into the Social Security, they pay this, they pay that. No, they don't.
No, they do
it
not.
It still costs us $150 billion.
The taxes they're contributing to are either state taxes because they're state taxes on food and fuel or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's the tax number they're taking. Yeah. They are not paying into the system. And they are not filing taxes, clearly.
Exactly.
So
they apparently
it's just
do
what they buy.
Because in state and federal welfare costs.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Which should never amount for illegals. Correct?
Alone, none of it should.
Illegal alien costs the taxpayers nearly $14 billion every year. Meanwhile, annual state federal medical costs for illegal aliens total a whopping $42
billion. Unbelievable.
Despite the cost burden of illegal immigration on taxpayers, special interest groups are currently lobbying Washington, D.C. lawmakers to expand the additional child tax credit with a loophole for illegal aliens to secure the tax credit. So they do file taxes, apparently.
Because they're getting tax credit. So they're allowed to.
I shouldn't be laughing. But, you know, guys, you cannot be a level-headed Democrat and think there, what is going on in this country.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. I know we're gone beyond that. Yeah. But this is bullshit. But you want to argue whether you can kill a child or not. I'm concerned that I can't kill a baby if I want to kill a baby.
Yeah.
But you're not concerned about this. Correct. Okay. I think you might be a little misguided.
Well, 100% misguided.
Whatever.
They're lunatics, liberals.
But this is just recent numbers, folks. This is just from the taxes from now. I guarantee you it ends up being more.
Jim, but the Statue of Liberty, it says, give us your poor. I mean, Jim.
Yeah.
It's a humanitarian crisis. We're here to help.
Keep in mind, if you come in from that way, you have to go through.
You have to go through.
You can't just walk in.
Problem is, Statue of Liberty is in El Paso, assholes.
Exactly. You know? And you got to pass it in the water. So people are going to see you coming. Okay.
People are going to see you coming. That's right. There's going to be a lot of Port Authority people what is happening here? Yeah.
I'm tired. We cannot stress this enough. We are doing our part and trying to get as many people understanding. But the unfortunate thing, the people to our show feel the same way we do.
Well, I know. That's why you got to pass this on to the bedwetting, tree hugging, pansy,
just
wimpy liberals, 150 folks.
Billion people.
Mm-hmm.
This is 150 billion. And this is after the so-called illegals are working and putting money into Social Security, right? Because in order to get paid, they have to have, right?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Now, what about the ones who are getting paid in cash?
That doesn't happen, Jim.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's why I think it's a lot higher than this.
That's why the only tax they contribute to is when they take their pesos, turn them into dollars,
black
and
Americans?
Then they turn them into the, you know, local grocery store.
And black Americans?
Yeah.
The Democrat Party don't give a shit about you.
That's not
they
true.
You were better
4 years
under President Trump than you were under Obama and you were under Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You were better. Mm-hmm. The income levels for African Americans, black people in this country was higher
under
President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What is it now? We don't hear that anymore, do we?
Oh, you don't hear it
anymore. You don't hear it because it's going down because
they're not focused
the illegals
on the
are going
anymore,
up.
They are not focused on this black vote anymore. They've got what they want.
Yeah,
and
but
that's
I just,
the names
but if,
of 20
if
million
the
illegals.
The majority of the black people decide that the Republicans are not the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we require different things. Okay. We are not racist.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't want to give handouts. We don't want to say, okay, because we have four people running for the same job and the black person's the most qualified, that black person gets the job.
Yep, correct.
But if we got four people running for a job and the black person's the least qualified for that job,
he doesn't
the
get
black
the job.
Person doesn't get that job. That's where we are at as conservatives. Okay, we're just not going to give you a job because of the color of your skin, who you
seems
are.
Fair. Seems right.
It seems fair.
Yeah.
But join us because your lives will get better.
Yeah.
If you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it to be better, it will be better. This is the United States of America, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Land of the free, home of the illegals.
For the love of God, folks, you anyway, want to be here, you know.
There's my rant.
Jim, awesome. Thank you for that. Real quick, high school students, parents warned about deep fake nude photo threat. So you think AI is not going to be a problem? Chad, what could go wrong with AI
and
stuff?
That happened
locally, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it did? There, too?
Last year. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, anyways, multiple Los Angeles area school districts have investigated instances of inappropriate artificial intelligence generated images of students circulating online and in text messages in recent months. Most recently, the Los Angeles Unified School District announced that it is investigating allegations of inappropriate photos being created and disseminated within the Fairfax High School community, the school district told Fox News Digital in a statement. These allegations are taken seriously, do not reflect the values of Los Angeles Unified Community, and will result in appropriate disciplinary action if warranted. Mm-hmm. Why even add that? A preliminary investigation revealed that the images were allegedly created and shared on a third-party messaging app unaffiliated with the school district. The school district said it remains steadfast in providing training on the ethical use of technology, including AI, and is committed to enhancing education around digital citizenship, privacy, and safety for all in our school communities. AI apps and websites have the ability to superimpose photos of people's faces onto AI-generated nude photos, yeah, or in some cases, videos. Mm-hmm. Deepfakes, Tatina Jordan, chief parent officer at social media safety company Bark Technologies, told Fox News Digital in a statement that the recent incident with the LA school district is indicative of a larger problem affecting society, the use of AI for malicious purposes. Story goes on, yep, a little bit about it. But folks, could you not see this coming? We all knew it. We all knew it was going to be used for ill intent, for harmful purposes. For you can't, when I'm telling you, you watch a video, even on TikTok or online, or I don't care if you're on Instagram, mm-hmm, and their reels and stuff, you watch a video and you can't tell anymore whether, mm-hmm, is this real? And I'm just talking a video of scenery, geography, you know, a person running through a field. You cannot tell anymore whether that is real or AI generated. And this is going to, how much we talk about bullying and stuff.
Yes. How many
suicides is this going to, yep, lead to when a photo of a young girl gets distributed throughout every text message, every social, mm-hmm, media site? Yep. And what happens to that poor girl? Yep. Or boy, you know, I'm specifically in my example, I would be using girl, right? But it can happen to either one, mm-hmm, you know, of course. But what's going to happen? And they're going to talk about that, you know, or nobody's going to talk about it. They're just going to kind of let this shit happen. I'm telling you, AI is not going to be for good use, folks. Nobody's going to use it for good. They might start off that way.
And look, you can see it right now. You see these actresses complaining, and I don't blame them, because we are fans of Game of Thrones.
Yes, correct.
And is it Emily or Emilia Clarke that plays Queen Daenerys?
Clark.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There were pictures circulating about her that I could tell you right now that that wasn't her. It was her face, but it wasn't her body.
Because correct. We saw her body on Game of Thrones. Yeah, you can see it.
Those are, unless she had work done, I don't
think so.
Something
changed dramatically.
But that's not the case. I mean, they do it with everyone. They're doing it with Jennifer Lawrence. They're doing it with all these different people.
They are.
And
it's been going around for a while. Yeah. People have done that, for a little while. You know, the whole fake crap, you know. But now it's to the point where it's so well done. You cannot tell if it's so fake or real.
So much so that in May is going to be the first ever AI Miss America pageant.
Saw that. I was going to say that. I was thinking, I saw something about this. The first AI Miss America. AI generated.
We have a shot, Dale.
I can't.
We are so close.
The crown is within our reach. Jim, a couple of things I need to finish with. Okay, real quick. I know we're running late. We're not really.
It's okay. It's not really. We've been a lot later than this. Go back and watch our first few episodes.
Please, if you talk about suicide. I want to just bring this up because I was quite unaware of some of this. The Tennessee State House overwhelmingly voted on Thursday to pass a bill that would ban Marriages. Now, what kind of marriages? Marriages to your first cousin.
What if she's hot?
Jim, there's good news for that, and I'll tell you in a minute. Only two Republican legislators voted against the bill.
Only two.
Which now goes to GOP Governor Bill Lee's desk for either him to sign it into law or veto. The Republican has not publicly said whether he plans to sign the bill, and Newsweek reached out to his office via email. But here, Jim, good news. If you live in these 17 states, Alabama, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, North Carolina, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia, marry away. You're allowed to marry your first cousins, Jim. So the problem for you is that it's not quite there. But, Jim, this is an interesting part, too. If you live in Indiana, Illinois, oh, come on, where'd it go? Give me the map. Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Maine, Utah, and Arizona, you can marry them, but there are some restrictions. And I don't know what those restrictions are, Jim. There must be some sort of...
I bet you parents have to sign off on it or something.
It's probably just height restriction or something. It's like you want to
keep the bloodline.
You got to be this tall to marry your cousin or something.
They want to keep the bloodlines pure.
Well, I'm telling you, it's Game of Thrones again, all over. That's right here.
Exactly what I was referring to.
So you can marry your cousin, and the rest of them, you cannot marry your cousin in. You know, so don't make fun of Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas. You can't marry your cousin there. But sure, make fun of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Carolina, you can marry your Tennessee. Cousin. You can marry your cousin there. Now, Tennessee is hopefully going to pass that law. Now, there I've been, and I looked this up. My Google search
Roosevelt
engine is,
wasn't Eleanor? Yeah.
Well,
she's second looked, cousin, God. I think.
Well, she looked more first, but you're probably right.
Franklin and Eleanor, right? That was it.
I think so.
I want to make sure I got her name right.
It's history. But,
but Eleanor, the second cousins, I mean, come on.
Well, that's kind children of removed from
just
kind
be
of
a
thing.
Little slower, not
a little slower. That's all. Not quite there. But I did do some research on this, and it was really fascinating, Jim, how there are so many studies that say marrying your first cousin does not create birth defects. Or it's not a sure sign of birth defects. And then I saw some other ones that said maybe not, but it's creepy. And I agree.
It's definitely
creepy.
Yeah.
But Jim, last thing I got to get into here, because, you know, back in the day, you know, we had spring break, right, Jim? And your family may vacation somewhere, or you may go with the group of your high school buddies and go on spring break. Well, I've never really had a spring break quite like this. Imagine the time you'd have in Cancun, Mexico, with Bonnie Blue and Lelena May on the scene and open for business. You and the boys take a much-needed spring break vacay after 2 months of grueling underground coursework at Arizona State. You buy up all the Dave Portney-branded High Noons Mexico has to offer. You hang out on the beach drinking them responsibly with your best friend and your Dave Portney avatar that comes with the QR code on the side of the Noon High box. This is from Barstool Sports. But then after a few hours in the sun, once you're feeling really responsible, instead of being forced to shoot your shot with a group of girls from Texas State, you can simply venture over to the fourth floor of the Grand Oasis, where there's a line of 100 lads awaiting their turn to F the hot Australians. Those two girls went to this area and had sex with 250 men.
How would you like to have been the 250th?
Or the second? I'm just saying. They went there and had sex with 250 men.
Oh, my God. And they're bragging about it?
Oh, I'm sorry. They went and they slept with 100 men. My bad. Only 100. So you're good to go there.
That's not as bad.
But they were getting paid. They made over $250,000.
Oh. Holy yeah. shit.
$250,000. Well, they're OnlyFans creator. Is there a picture of them? There is.
Sorry. I said a bad thing.
What did you say? Helps.
There goes your loan student loan problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There is a picture of them, Jim, and not bad. That's all I'm saying. Again, but still, you want to be the 100th guy?
No.
I could never have been the 100th. I don't think I could have been
the first.
Second. Second. But I don't think I could be the third. You know? Not anymore.
Young college kid down on spring break, they don't care. They honestly don't. I mean,
they don't care. I mean, 250,000. Wait, do the math. What's 250,000 divided by 100, Jim? Can you do that math quick? Because it should be relatively easy.
Wasn't it 25,000?
Yeah. So divided by, oops.
Holy shit.
No, 2,500. 2,500.
2,500, yeah.
$2,500 to have sex with their OnlyFans stars. And they went down there, and that's what they made.
That's a Jesus, Grammy. How do these college kids have that? Stop complaining about your damn student loans.
Yeah, you pay $2,500 to point these two to be number 100 in line, but you can't pay your student loan back, you little prick. You know, F you, Jim.
Oh my God,
Jim. Like, follow, and share on Rumble. Right?
I do is have a personal thing I'd like to say before we do.
Oh,
that.
Oh, please, there's something's happening.
This weekend. Mm-hmm. We are going to be having a party for my parents. And their anniversary was actually almost a week ago tomorrow.
Yep.
And they celebrated, but we are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary, yeah. Mama and Papa D. Happy anniversary. Yep. Good for
we're
them.
We're all putting together a nice little get together for them, mm-hmm. with family and friends, and
awesome.
Looking forward to it, but that's great parents, 60 years. Yep. That, you know, our generation, mm-hmm. that's what you have.
Yep.
You know, you see a lot
66 years with my parents, 66 years.
Venture to guess mm-hmm. it'll be a hard time for majority of us. Mm-hmm. We probably will. Okay. If we're alive that long,
you know, I'd have to live 60 years and believe it or not, I'm not there yet, but I have to live 60 years just to get to 60 years of anything. So exactly. I don't, you know, yeah. Holy smokes. So,
yeah. And, but you know, all the, they showed us, you know, and I will say this, that as a teenager, I was a dick, pain in the ass, but they put up with me. They loved me. Mm-hmm. They stuck with me. Even mm-hmm. I had discipline, you know, I did get spanked. I did get mm-hmm. grounded, legitimately grounded. Mm-hmm. And I became a better person.
Did you ever go to jail? No. Yeah. So we really don't know how much they love you until you go to jail.
That's true. But they're very supportive. Parents are great. They, you know,
awesome.
It's tough to raise four kids, but you know, they did it, mm-hmm. didn't have a lot of money, but their love proceeded through, and looking forward to that.
And from what I can tell, all four have been great kids. So, you know,
one more so than the others, but yeah, there.
Well, there is one favorite, we know. Well, and I know always, who the least favorite.
I was mad because they keep putting whenever they put down their children, they always put my older sister first.
Okay, and well, are they going in chronological order?
Then my brother. But no, you put me first, then my sister, then
you're
my
the
brother,
baby.
And then my other sister.
Are you the baby or are you?
It. No, I'm the younger sister. That's the baby.
Oh, see, I could sense that. Okay.
Yeah.
Middle ones.
But I should be number one. I don't give a shit. This crime.
Well, I'm number one. I know that. I know that. And someday, God forbid, but it's going to happen. I'm going to be reading at my mom or dad's eulogy or something. And I'm going to let my siblings know who their favorite was.
I'm going to hear about this because
clearly obvious.
My mm-hmm. two older siblings listen to our show quite regularly. Oh. So
well, see, I'd pick those two over you.
The youngest one will never listen to the show. So
least
she leans a little bit the other way. So
oh boy. Yeah.
All right.
Well, hopefully she's leaning far enough where she falls.
No, she's fallen over the other way.
Good. Jim,
love them all.
Follow and share. I love them all. Happy anniversary, Mama and Papa D. Remember, Great Gear. Remember, the Warrior Shield Foundation, Lock and Load Coffee, Freedom Ring Apparel. Remember Natasha Owens, Trump won and you know it. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about her. Ryan Weaver. Folks, there's the list goes on and on of so many people. We'll have more coming up. We will be back two shows next week, Jim, right? We're on schedule for that.
Yep,
I think so. Two shows next week. Yep. Until then, Jim, I hope you have a great weekend at the anniversary party. Wish them my love and your family as well. Congratulations to them again. And everybody out there, have a great weekend. Jim? Adios, muchachos.
Like, follow, and share.
And see Rumble. Sí, señor. Adios.
Oh,
yeah. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Two Guys, One Coup podcast with Dale and Jim. Remember, you can watch on YouTube and Rumble and listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you like what you hear, go ahead and give us a 5-star review. We really appreciate it, and it helps others find us when searching for podcasts. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and TikTok. Just search for Two Guys, One Coup. That's the number 2. Guys and the number 1 coup, COUP. Thanks again for listening to the Two Guys, One Coup podcast, and God bless the United States of America.